Anda bersama SBS Bahasa Indonesia.
Pendengar, pemerintah federal telah menolak seruan untuk perpanjangan JobKeeper bagi penyedia pariwisata dan mengatakan telah memberikan kompensasi finansial yang besar selama pandemi virus corona ini. Bendahara Josh Frydenberg kembali mengkonfirmasikan bahwa subsidi gaji itu akan berakhir pada bulan Maret sesuai rencana. Sementara itu telah dilaporkan terjadi kecurangan transaksi JobKeeper di mana beberapa bisnis memasukkan karyawannya. Berikut ini laporan tentang hal tersebut yang disusun oleh Markus Megalonokomus dan Shubha Krishnan. Ribuan pekerjaan di industri pariwisata terancam dengan berakhirnya pembayaran tunjangan JobKeeper. Ini telah mendorong permintaan kepada pemerintah federal untuk memperpanjang subsidi upah itu setelah Maret. Premier Queensland Anastasia Palaszczuk mengatakan perpanjangan JobKeeper adalah masalah yang mendesak untuk negara bagiannya.
Let me say this very clearly. I've been up there listening to the operators personally. Nearly every single operator raised this issue with me. Perhaps rather than Josh Frydenberg, our name calling, perhaps he could go up there and listen firsthand as well. I am merely communicating what people are saying to me. They are concerned that they are going to fall off a cliff.
Premier Queensland mendesak Perdana Menteri Scott Morrison untuk membantu industri pariwisata negara bagian itu pada saat-saat yang dibutuhkan. Palaszczuk mengeluarkan permohonan publik karena bisnis di sektor ini yang sangat bergantung pada pembukaan perbatasan internasional yang tidak ada tanda-tanda akan dibuka dalam waktu dekat ini.
We will of course continue to support our tourism industry, but the tourism industries in some parts of Queensland are being impacted more than others because they were heavily reliant on international tourism. There is no international tourism. So what I'm merely asking the federal government to do is to consider the plight of these tourism operators, their livelihoods, their futures, and perhaps they could look at extending JobKeeper for a few more months until they can get back on their feet.
Namun, Bendahara Josh Frydenberg mengatakan bahwa pemerintah federal telah memberikan dukungan beban finansial Queensland sebanyak 3 kali lipat jumlah dukungan yang diberikan oleh pemerintah Queensland itu kepada rakyatnya.
Particularly as a Victorian, I'm not going to get in between a state of origin clash there, but what I will say is that the Morrison government has delivered unprecedented amounts of economic support to Queenslanders. We have delivered 3 times the amount of support to Queenslanders that the Palaszczuk government has committed to. We have delivered $27.9 billion of support. The Palaszczuk government has committed $8.8 billion of support. The federal government has done the bulk of the heavy lifting.
Sementara itu, Menteri Dalam Negeri Peter Dutton yakin bahwa sikap keras penutupan perbatasan Queensland adalah penyebab utamanya.
Well, I think the most important thing for the moment for the Queensland Premier to consider is the impact of these snap decisions to close borders. As we've heard from tourism operators, they have bookings and people are arriving that afternoon, and on the back of one case, the Premier reacts and closes down the borders. Now, the better way to deal with that, as we know, is to contain a particular area, to deal with it sensibly, not in a panicked way. If we do that, then we have the best chance of preserving jobs.
Premier New South Wales Gladys Berejiklian juga memberikan hanya sedikit simpati kepada Queensland.
Well, the whole point that New South Wales has been so strong in keeping borders open within Australia is to prevent exactly what the Queensland Premier is now complaining about. When you unnecessarily close state borders, you lose jobs. You create hardship, you impact people's mental health and well-being. There is no reason why certain premiers move too quickly in shutting out New South Wales. There is nowhere in the state that's a hotspot, and even if there was, why should people from other parts of the state be prevented from moving freely? Now, she is now the victim of a policy that she put in place herself.
Namun Premier Australia Barat Mark McGowan menuduh Berejiklian munafik karena mengkritik negara bagian lain sementara mengambil sikap perbatasan yang ketat untuk melindungi publik dari virus corona di negara bagiannya.
I just say to the New South Wales government, they should stop always undermining, nitpicking and attacking other states. They should be cooperative. We supported them and we actually stopped some of the things they wanted to have happen at the height of COVID.
Menanggapi kritikan tersebut, Barry Jiklian memberikan nasihat ini kepada rekan-rekannya di negara bagian dan teritori lain.
We need to think about these issues. We need to think about compassion. We need to think about jobs. And we need to think about freedoms as Australians. Because yes, I completely support having strong borders to Australia. But as for all of us within Australia, we're all Australians and we should be moving around freely within our country. Think about the jobs in tourism, the airline industry, hospitality. On compassionate grounds, some families weren't even able to reunite over Christmas and New Year's.
Sementara itu, juru bicara keuangan Partai Buruh, Jim Chalmers, menyerukan agar pengusaha mematuhi program JobKeeper dengan lebih jujur. Dengan adanya laporan bahwa terjadi penipuan terkait dengan subsidi itu, di mana bisnis mendaftarkan nama karyawan palsu termasuk nama penjahat yang dipenjara dan nama-nama orang yang sudah mati.
Well, today we learn that Scott Morrison and Josh Frydenberg have been sending JobKeeper money to workers who don't exist. The Treasurer and the Prime Minister have been sprung, sending JobKeeper money to dead people. They are humiliating revelations because Morrison and Frydenberg have spent much of the last 10 years banging on about checks for dead people during the global financial crisis. So they have a lot of explaining to do. No wonder this Liberal government doesn't have enough jobs and opportunities to show for its $1 trillion in debt when all of this money is being wasted on rorts like this one.
Meskipun telah mendapat tekanan yang besar agar JobKeeper diperpanjang, namun Bendahara Frydenberg berpegang pada keputusannya untuk mengakhiri program tersebut pada bulan Maret seperti direncanakan. Ia mengatakan angka pertumbuhan ekonomi Australia baru-baru ini menunjukkan bahwa Australia sudah siap untuk meninggalkan program tunjangan tersebut.
This is off the back of the most recent jobs numbers, which saw 50,000 jobs created in the month of December. The unemployment rate fall to 6.6%, 785,000 jobs created over the last 7 months. It's off the back of rising housing prices in our capital cities and our regional areas, off the back of strong retail numbers, off the back of increased economic activity and economic growth.
Sukai, berbagi, komentar. Ikuti SBS Program Bahasa Indonesia di Facebook.